Mama. Welcome back to Begin Again, Mama. I'm your host, Tia, holistic nutritionist, integrative nutrition health coach, prenatal, postpartum nutrition professional with a focus on whole person health. I'm not a doctor, and this episode does not replace advice from your specific provider for your circumstances. This episode, we are going to talk about the second trimester on the five controllables that I like to focus on when it comes to whole person health in pregnancy. If you missed our last episode and are in the first trimester of pregnancy, please go back to last week's because we cover the same five controllables from the first trimester perspective. And the one before that was from the preconception stage of pregnancy. Okay, second trimester. Welcome to hopefully what is the start of feeling good again. This can be the time that you start to feel like you need to catch up again on your nutrition because the first trimester was filled with lots of nausea, fatigue, bland foods, and basically just whatever you could keep down. It may not necessarily be your story, but it could be part of it. So I want you to hear me, Mama. It is okay if your first trimester did not go according to the best case scenario. When it comes to taking care of your whole person health, that is physical with nutrition and movement, mental, emotional, and spiritual, you could have been in survival mode. And doing your best in the circumstances you were given is enough. I promise you, your baby got what they needed. Trust your body, trust your baby, and trust the process that you are going through together. The second trimester may be labeled as the feel-good period for pregnancy when it comes to symptoms and your body size and being able to still move and be comfortable in your body. But it could still come with other symptoms like headaches and sleep difficulties and constipation. The biggest development happens in the first trimester for your baby. Your body has been creating all of the essential parts of baby. And after week 13, the baby is now maturing and growing. The placenta has completely taken over and taking some of the load off of you, which is why some pregnant people start to feel so much better at this time. So let's get started on our five controllables when it comes to whole person health in the second trimester of pregnancy. Our first is nutrition and hydration. Often this is about the time that our taste buds come back to life for pregnant people. We may start experiencing cravings. I personally love pregnancy cravings. They can tell us so much about our needs if we listen well to them. We often see cravings depicted as severe midnight urges to run to the store for pickles and ice cream in the media, and this is usually a bit of an exaggeration. You might be craving pickles and ice cream, but most likely it's not to that extreme. Exploring our cravings can be very useful. Research shows that cravings often stem from our hormonal changes, our maternal and fetal nutrient needs, and the adaptive changes to protect the fetus, and honestly, our cultural norms as well. Cravings can be something that people want to avoid altogether and pretend aren't happening, or they can be an excuse to overindulge in things that are not serving us mentally, emotionally, or physically. So, how do we explore our cravings? First, we want to pause when we feel ourselves starting to crave any kind of item. Second, we simply label that craving without judgment. Third, we want to stay within our intuition and our consciousness through our self-talk, meaning we want to be aware of the things that we are telling ourselves regarding the craving that we are having. It's so important to reduce our shame and guilt when it comes to cravings. when we indulge in the shame and guilt side of cravings, we can often lead ourselves to over-restricting the food altogether and later binge eating that food and feeling really crappy. So that third step, just monitoring our self-talk, making sure that we are staying in our intuition and being very conscious and aware of the stuff we are saying to ourselves about the specific craving. Our fourth step, we want to explore our options. We want to make sure we are going to satisfy the root of the craving we are having. There are no rules here, just exploration of how to truly satisfy ourselves by meeting the need we are craving. On the notes of craving, if you are experiencing any non-food item cravings, you must consult your provider immediately. This could be a sign of pica, which can lead to health problems, and we want to make sure that gets addressed as soon as possible. So beyond cravings, what do we want nutritionally at a meal in our second trimester? This is our best case scenario. Remember, we need to be aware of the best case scenario and be realistic and do the best we can in a given moment. So best case scenario, we always want veggies. We want to load ourselves up on veggies. Think of veggies as a free food, meaning as much as you want, and the minimum being 1 to 2 servings per meal or snack. Tip, if you focus on veggies and protein, the rest of your meal components will just typically balance themselves out. Veggies and protein are two things in our meal that is going to help balance our hunger cues and make sure that we can accurately follow our cues and follow our intuition when it comes to how much to eat, because it's so much easier to be intuitive about eating versus calorie or macro counting. They do say that in the second trimester, you want about 300 to 400 more calories in a day. But honestly, counting your calories is not going to be mentally and emotionally beneficial. So tuning into what our actual hunger cues are, allowing ourselves to load up on veggies and get adequate protein is going to help ourselves actually meet our needs when it comes nutritionally. When we are talking about protein, we still want to make sure we are getting about 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal and snack in a day. Total, we want a minimum of 100 grams of protein in any given day. It's best to pair our carbs with protein. Especially if we're just snacking and grabbing a fruit, make sure to pair with some seeds or nuts or nut butter, some beef sticks, things like that, because we don't want our blood sugar to spike at this time. We still want to make sure we're getting in carbs, smart carbs that is. So think whole food carbs, 1 to 2 servings, and our healthy fats, 1 to 2 servings of our healthy fats as well. If we throw in some nut or seed butters or just a handful of nuts or seeds in a snack or a meal, that's going to be some healthy fats, protein. Okay, so recap. Veggies, minimum 1 to 2 servings. Protein, 20, 30 grams. Smart carbs, 1 to 2 servings. Healthy fats, 1 to 2 servings. Hydration is so important in all stages of pregnancy, second trimester too. Our blood volume has increased by nearly 50% by 32 weeks. That's crazy. 50% our blood volume has increased. We need to make sure that we are adequately hydrating ourselves every single day. We need to start increasing it now so we can meet those needs by 32 weeks and beyond. Make sure we are getting in electrolytes and sodium. The easiest way to do this for me personally is some coconut water, a squeeze of lemon, and a pinch of salt right away in the morning just to boost my hydration immediately upon waking up. Constipation can be very common throughout pregnancy. It's something I personally struggle with while pregnant. So being intentional with our fiber on top of these four meal components is really important throughout the day. Think pears and apples, flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, water as well to keep things moving in your gut. It is best if we always in life avoid mindless eating, but especially while we are growing our baby, because we want to be listening to our cues, tuning into our bodies, asking ourselves questions before we eat, like how hungry am I? Throughout the meal or snack, halfway through, asking myself, how full am I right now? Do I need more? And at the end, checking in, like, how did I do? Do I feel satisfied? Do I need more? Or did I overeat and next time I need to do it a little bit less? We want to try to honor our body's communication and really be intentional with listening to our needs. So avoid the mindless part of eating. We want to make sure we're eating enough, but we want to do it mindfully. Our second controllable is movement. Consistent and solid daily routine will help you achieve your movement goals in pregnancies. We want to continue getting in cardio most days of the week. Doesn't have to be intense cardio. We don't need to do any HIIT training. Walks are so beneficial during pregnancy. It's a great idea to continue strength training 2 to 3 times a week. Stick with the weights that you were using before pregnancy, or even go down if needed, because as your body weight increases with the baby's growth, you may just need less of weights while you're working out. Personally, I really like just doing body weight squats as the baby grows. Stretching is so important to engage in every day. We want to stay mobile. Doing simple stretching at home in the mornings and before you go to bed is going to help your body and baby as you grow. Stretching those hips and keeping them flexible and helping them open, especially towards the end of the second trimester and into the third to prepare for labor and birth, is going to be your friend. Movement in pregnancy is about feeling good, mama. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually good. It's not about losing weight, being your leanest, or avoiding weight gain and focusing on gaining muscle mass. It's not about that right now. It's about feeling good and preparing your body and baby for labor and birth. Labor and birth are a marathon, and you wouldn't show up to a marathon unprepared. So don't show up to your labor and birth unprepared. Prep your body, prep your baby, and stay consistent in your movement routine during your pregnancy. I promise you will not regret staying consistent with movement. A good rule of thumb when it comes to working out is be sure you can hold a conversation in short sentences. If you're too out of breath to hold a conversation, that is your cue to slow down, to pull back a bit, and rest. Last thing on movement is posture. The second trimester is the best time to start becoming aware of your posture. Sitting up straight, leaning forward, not leaning backwards and lounging is important, especially towards the end of the second trimester and into your third. We'll go into more details of posture in the third trimester episode of the podcast. But just be aware of it now. I think it's just a really good place in the second trimester to put that on your radar, so it's less of a shock in your third. Our third controllable is mindset. As I mentioned in the beginning, I hear from pregnant people, I have to catch up on all of the nutrients I missed out on in the first trimester now. This usually stems from a feeling of guilt of not being able to do everything we did before pregnancy or not living up to the best case scenario we talked about in last week's episode. Truth is, mama, yes, it is always good to try to eat a nutrient-dense diet while moving your body daily. And it is not always possible to do this. This is the time to give yourself grace, to take good and gentle care of yourself. That means mentally and physically. Check in with that self-talk. Refocus on meeting your needs from a heart-centered approach today. This may be the start of weight gain in your pregnancy, or maybe you were like me and started gaining weight in that first trimester. Checking in on your mindset around your self-talk about your body physically changing is so important. We live in a society that is obsessed with the female body, obsessed with fitting that body into a small, unsustainable box when it comes to beauty standards that, not to mention, is ever-changing. Then we get pregnant and society becomes obsessed with the way we are growing our babies. They tend to welcome growth, but not too much growth because you have to lose it after birth, but not too little either because that can't be healthy for the baby. These things are crazy. I can't believe the unrealistic expectations around a pregnant person's body. The truth is, mama, you are growing your baby beautifully. End of sentence. Now is the time to refocus yourself and recognize that you are growing your baby beautifully. Your body and your baby are growing exactly as they should. You are doing amazing, and your baby is so lucky to have you as mama. You two were meant to be going through this process together. The growing bump and moving baby make things feel real at this point. It can become overwhelming, so do your best to remain focused on what is in your control. And remember, you don't need to get it all right now. You are doing enough, I promise. Our fourth controllable is supplements, and ideally real food as supplements. So where are you right now with supplements? Are you leaning on them to provide all of your nutrients? Because supplements, they play a role in filling in small gaps only. I want to gently remind you that we cannot supplement our way out of a poor diet. We must take a food-first approach. No skipping meals in pregnancy. Think small mini meals versus snacking all the time. What do I mean by small mini meals? Think of what you would eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and if it's too much, cut it in half. Eat half of it right now, and then a couple hours later, eat the other half versus grabbing a granola bar or a piece of fruit here and there. Snacking can play a really big role in your nutrients in the second trimester, but we want to make sure that we're getting enough of and a variety of foods throughout the day. And when we pick snacks, we tend to just get one category of food rather than hitting that protein, veggies, healthy fats, healthy carbs at every single meal. High quality proteins, it's okay to supplement with grass-fed, pasture-raised collagen or gelatin. High quality bone broths are a great resource to start implementing as well. Collagen and gelatin are going to be very helpful for you to get in not only enough protein, but encourage your body and your skin to stretch as the baby starts growing, and so do you. Omega-3s still, these are going to be important throughout your whole pregnancy. We can get them in things like eggs, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, which also have some bonus fiber here, walnuts, wild-caught salmon, some bonus protein. Choline is still important in the second trimester and throughout the whole pregnancy as well. Iron, our iron needs increase at this point and even more so in the third trimester. So make sure we're eating enough high quality red meats, cooking in cast iron pans, eating lentils, apricots, nettle leaf teas, spinach, and supplementing with a high quality iron if we need to. Folate with our dark leafy greens. I find it easiest to throw in a handful of spinach into pretty much anything I'm eating. They're great with smoothies, adding into ground beef when you're cooking it, pastas, sandwiches. I find spinach to be one of my go-tos when I'm cooking and eating. Vitamin A, if you are open to it with liver or cod liver oils, some orange veggies. Vitamin C, think colorful plate, citrus, bell peppers, kiwis. The more color from whole foods on your plate, the better when it comes to vitamin C. And at the end of the day, if you're eating a balanced meal with variety of veggies, high quality protein, smart carbs, healthy fats, you will be getting these nutrients in and won't need to track any of them throughout the day. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated here. One of my favorite things throughout pregnancy is red raspberry leaf tea. It is rich in vitamins and minerals, vitamin C, E, A, a variety of B vitamins, magnesium, potassium, calcium, so much stuff. And there's been lots of studies to show that it helps make labor faster, reduce complications and interventions during birth by toning our uterus. It has also been shown to balance postpartum hormones. And one thing to note here, though, is to listen to your body and how it responds the first time that you're trying red raspberry leaf tea if you're not used to drinking it prior to pregnancy. If your uterus starts cramping while you're consuming it or after, you likely should wait to consume it towards the end of pregnancy, at the minimum 28 weeks or later. If you're like me and you're used to consuming it before pregnancy, you may not notice any cramping at all, and it's a great thing to add in your weekly routine. No need to overconsume it yet, although I do overconsume at the end, and I really do think it helped my first labor and birth go as well as it did. This is also a good time to start a probiotic. It can help reduce your chances of group B strep or GBS. I'm personally not going to get into this right now, but 1 in 4 pregnant people do carry or are colonized with GBS, and a high quality probiotic can help reduce your chances. Our fifth controllable is reducing your toxic load in the kitchen. In the first trimester podcast, I talked about reducing your toxic load with personal care items through synthetic fragrances, cleaning products, and we want to continue those swaps now and consider our toxic load in the kitchen as we are likely beginning to eat more again. Reducing or completely eliminating artificial sweeteners and flavors. Stick with pure maple syrup and honey as much as possible. Always be sure to read your ingredients list of everything you're consuming. Recognize the red flags of artificial sweeteners and misleading, quote unquote, natural flavors in the ingredients list. This natural flavors especially thrown in there of a lot of processed food that's now available. An easy switch in the kitchen to reduce our toxic load is taking out plastic. So plastic utensils, cutting boards, Tupperware, the vessel that you eat your food off of, and look into things like wood and silicone, metal, glass when possible. Finding natural materials to cook with, to cut on, and to store food in make a big difference in your toxic load. There's some scientists that believe the average person might eat up to 5 grams of microplastics in a week. You guys, 5 grams is the equivalent of a credit card. This is mind-blowing. So make those switches, help reduce your microplastic intake, because a credit card's worth of plastic a week, just take it seriously now and switch out your cookware. Use glass, wood, silicone, and metal whenever possible. My last tip on reducing your toxic load in the kitchen is reducing your use of the microwave. The microwaves produced inside are absorbed by the food and produce the heat that actually cooks or heats the food back up. So when possible, use the stove or oven to cook and reheat foods. If the microwave is being used, a really easy way to reduce your exposure is to be sure that it is stopped completely before opening the door. I know microwaves stop once the door opens, but there's still some radiation that leaks out when you open it and have it stop like that. Simple, small tip is just hit stop and then open the door. And yes, it may be just a small amount that leaks out, but over time it can add up. By reducing the usage and stopping it fully before opening it, it's just a simple way to reduce your exposure and remove some of your toxic load in a day. So why not? Okay, Mama, this was a lot of information. I'm even kind of winded. But I just get so passionate about this. I love the second trimester. I love giving women and pregnant people just things to think about, things to consider, things to work towards in that second trimester. I did my best to keep it digestible for you. And remember, we are talking about the best case scenario here. Your lived experience will always be different than the best case scenario. Mine has been, yours will be, it's supposed to be. Take each day, each meal, each moment as they come in pregnancy. I hope you are feeling empowered in your second trimester of pregnancy. I love to help mamas increase their nutrient density in the second trimester by taking the approach of what can I add to what I'm currently doing? I do this by looking at 3 to 5 days worth of food log photos that we review together in a 30-minute Zoom session. Make a game plan for your nutrition over the next 2 weeks. I then stay in touch virtually for those following weeks and provide support as you implement these changes to ease the overwhelm. I want nutrition to be enjoyable and doable for all. You get to make lifelong habits that serve you, your growing baby, and ultimately serve your family as a whole for the greater good. What a privilege and opportunity I think that is. And I do this all for free. My calendar link can be found in the show notes today. It's also on my Instagram at tia.walden. That is TIA.WALDEN. Please reach out to me. And remember, Mama, every moment is an opportunity to begin again. Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.